Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Really, just yesterday. I don't think I did anything gross all day yesterday. You must be mistaken.
I'm not going to tell the people which one I saw you do.
What do you mean? I never do anything gross.
Some of these are just vile. Honestly, some of them, maybe you guys will make me read the ones that I find to be, like, I don't even know if I can read some of them. But
this is a list that Jennifer has of the gross things that men do. Listen.
Like, grossest, like, extremely disgusting things that men do.
I did not do anything gross yesterday.
Okay, so you two can just call. I'm not telling the people which one I saw you do. They can try and figure it out on their own. Polly and Farwell, have you ever examined your boxer shorts to make sure that you can just wear them for another day?
Never. No, I just put on a new pair of boxer shorts.
That's good.
I got enough pairs.
What if I said t-shirts? Have you ever held the t-shirt up to your nose to decide if you could wear it for another day? Tell the truth, damn it.
Yes, I have. And not because of lack of t-shirts, but just like, I only wore this one for maybe 2 hours yesterday. Yeah. I could probably get more out of it.
Same. And I would never wear it for the day, but if I want to just put it on around the house or, you know, for another short period of time, yeah, you just sniff those armpits. You're good.
Secret hurried itching of the nether regions when you think no one is looking. FYI, we can see you. There's a guy who works here who is the worst. Like, I don't think he even knows he's doing it. And I want to say to him, like I say to my 5-year-old, don't worry, it's still there. The wiener thieves did not come take it away. It's still there. You can stop checking.
You totally caught me doing that at the Oktoberfest parade, and I saw you catch me, and I was tremendously embarrassed. Listen, fact is, everybody gets an itch. And I mean, itches happen anywhere. And when you get them, and it was a really bad itch. And I
thought yours was a rearrange.
I went after it pretty aggressively. And then I did the rearrange while I was there.
Right. Yeah. It was a double.
Right.
Yeah.
That is true. And I try very hard. I'm very aware of that. But I was overcome by the itch.
Right. Junk gets in the way.
And then, exactly.
So
I scratched and then adjusted and I was fine. But I saw
I
you
was
see
like,
me.
Babe,
I know. The look on your face was, yeah. And I was very embarrassed then.
Polly.
So that's the truth.
I'm sure I've done it. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. You were not embarrassed. You were.
I
was a little impressed about how long it took you to
do it. See, this is. I know. I didn't want. That's how you know I'm embarrassed, because I didn't even acknowledge it until right now.
Okay.
I saw you bust me for that.
This one's a double disgusting. Clearing toilet mess with the stream of your pee. Like, if the toilet's dirty, you use your pee to clean the sides of the toilet.
Guilty.
Well, if you've got the stream, why not put it to good use?
Gross.
I don't understand what's wrong with that.
Oh, dear. Deciding a shower is unnecessary if you don't have a major plan that day.
Well, who doesn't
chicks
do that?
Chicks do that, too.
Girls and guys alike.
Girls do that, too.
For
absolutely.
Sure.
I'm just, I will cop to that. This one hurts my face to read. It's gross. Eating discovered tooth food rather than discarding it.
What?
So if you, like, pick something out of your tooth, you just eat it instead of, like, getting rid of it.
Well,
that's
disgusting.
It was in your mouth anyway.
I see both sides of it there. I do, but it still grosses me out a little bit.
No.
I don't know why. I love those little dental floss on a stick things.
Absolutely.
I have those wherever I go.
They're
I like
pretty
those.
Awesome.
Using a sock to clear up something you spilled.
If it's dirty, I've done that.
It's the end of the day,
anyway.
I spill a little milk on the floor, wipe it up with the sock.
Sometimes
take
I don't
the
even
sock
take it off my foot.
Exactly.
I just
put
my.
It's like,
move my foot on there. There you go.
I do the same thing. Swiffer should make socks. The Swiffer sock. Guys' houses would be the cleanest. You could skate across your hardwood floors on your Swiffer socks.
Like Tom Cruise and the boxers that you smelled to make sure they were still clean. Just take those old records off.
I don't know how
this
got around to Tom Cruise in his underwear.
You know
what you mean.
Yeah. And then the next one has to do with the socks, and I don't even want to, because I have heard your college boy stories about that guy that, using socks for even worse habits.
Oh, stop it.
That
okay.
Habit.
Moving on.
You know that habit? You all have
just
that one?
Just let's start with this Swiffer. Polly is so confused, let him stay confused.
I hope if you're using the sock for that habit, you take it off your foot first.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.